No one has made more millionaires on this earth than the individual we're about to talk to. No one has created more multi-million dollar businesses or influenced more of them than this individual we're about to talk to. And that is the great Michael Gerber. How are you, my friend?
I'm absolutely delightful. How are you?
I am fantastic. And I'm excited to jump in into one of your new ventures. In fact, a new book. I guess it wasn't enough to produce 20, 30 or more books. You had to write another one, Michael. And I absolutely
37.
37. Wow. Yeah. Well, and I'm excited to jump into your latest book and talk a little bit about what brought you to this point. But as I do that, I want to just touch on what I started with, and that is, I don't know anyone who's had more influence over more entrepreneurs, over more successful businesses. I have, Michael, over the years, I've met countless people that have had just incredible influence on because of you. And of course, the great Liz Delia, who is behind you, your beautiful wife. How are you, Liz Delia?
He can't hear because he has this thing in his ears.
Okay. I can hear.
Okay. He can't hear me.
Here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Liz Delia. And the truth of the matter is, the saying that we've heard before, behind an exceptional man also always stands an even more exceptional woman. So it is great to have you as well.
More than more. It's great seeing you.
Oh, it is great to see you as well. What a nice surprise on today's podcast. But as we jump in, I just want to mention that so many influential, successful, multi-million dollar businesses have told me themselves it's because of the influence of Michael Gerber. So as we talk about your new book, as we talk about some of the things you're doing, everyone listening here needs to not only be mindful of how that it can improve their business, but how it improves their life, Michael, because the principles that you teach not only help businesses become exceptionally successful, but they also help people become exceptionally successful in life. And so I'm just going to jump in, Michael, to one of my favorite quotes from your book, from chapter 3, that says this: dream as though the world depends upon it, because it does.
Yes. Yes.
You can't separate Michael Gerber and dreaming from each other. Why this passion around dreaming, Michael?
Well, because it's the beginning of everything. Everything begins with a dream. And if there is no dream, then whatever follows is bound to be small, struggling, trying, all of the silly, stupid stuff that goes on in our lives goes on that way because we have an insufficient dream to pursue with everything we've got.
Okay, so Michael, you take people in and you put them in what you call the dreaming room, and you give them permission and challenge them to dream bigger. And what?
Absolutely.
What is it about that experience, the dreaming room, that has changed so many people's lives?
Well, it awakens the true entrepreneur, I call the new entrepreneur, within everyone I engage with. Hmm. Because everyone I engage with is what you know I call a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. Doing it, busy, 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 on and 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 on. And I'm saying, got to stop that stuff. And you have to pursue something bigger, bigger than anything you've ever pursued before. Steve Jobs said the one ingredient crucial to the success of any enterprise is the passion that lives at the heart of it. Mm. And the passion that lives at the heart of it is the passion for my dream. I had a dream in 1977 when I founded my very first company, the Michael Thomas Corporation. And my dream was to transform the state of small business worldwide. That was my dream then, and that is my dream now, to transform the state of small business worldwide. And in order to transform the state of small business worldwide, I had to have a vision. And my vision was to invent the McDonald's of small business development services. And the McDonald's of small business development services means the most successful small business in the world. And if I'm not focusing on creating the most successful small business in the world, what in the hell am I wasting my time for? And I'm saying the same damn thing to you, Chad. What are we wasting our time for if we're not going for broke? And when I say for broke, I mean for great, for absolutely great, for a great growing enterprise. And there's only one way to do that, and that's the way every great entrepreneur does. An entrepreneur is 8 discrete personalities: a dreamer, a thinker, a storyteller, a leader, a designer, a builder, a launcher, a grower. The dreamer has a dream, the thinker has a vision, the storyteller has a purpose, the leader has a mission, the designer has a client fulfillment system, the builder has a client acquisition system, the three-legged stool, lead generation, lead conversion, client fulfillment, the practice, and the practice which sits at the heart of a new business. And that new business plus 7 turnkey practices plus a turnkey management system is what's absolutely crucial for creating your business format franchise prototype. And your business format franchise prototype then leads you to create an enterprise. And an enterprise has at the heart of it up to 7 turnkey businesses, which is 49 turnkey practices, plus a turnkey management system and a turnkey leadership system. And that's how every single startup needs to be started up on this planet. And if every single startup is started the way I just described, the entire world of business will be transformed.
Well,
literally transformed.
No question, Michael. And you get caught up. You said something there earlier when you said that people get caught up in doing it, and they never stop to really think about, one, what are they doing it for? And two, where are they even headed? What's the direction that we're even going? But then you use that phrase, the McDonald's of small businesses, which in essence is saying you have to have a system or a process to make things happen. And so many people operate, Michael, in an opportunistic way, meaning there is no process, there is no system. And what you're saying is, look, I'm going to bring this in and I'm going to give you 8 key ingredients to have not only a successful business, but a successful life. And it starts with that dream. But then right after the dream, Michael, you say the thinker. Tell me about the thinker for a moment.
The thinker has a vision. And the vision is the visual, emotional, functional, and financial reality that's going to be required in order to realize your dream. Visually, emotionally, functionally, financially, a system, a visual system, an emotional system, a functional system, a financial system. Think golden arches. You can see them. You can see them. You can see them. You can see the store. You can see it in all its cleanliness, its beauty. That's what Ray Kroc did. He had a visual reality, he said, about creating and an emotional reality. Because when you walked into McDonald's, you had a new experience other than the experience you've had in countless restaurants selling hamburgers, selling French fries, selling milkshakes, malteds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is beyond what ordinary does.
Yeah, I love it.
And so this is a way to be extraordinary.
I love that. And everything you do is extraordinary. And that's how you work. But Michael, once you are the dreamer, you go to the thinker, but then the storyteller. Talk to me about the storyteller.
Well, the storyteller has a purpose. And the purpose underlies why you're creating this in the first place. The purpose underlying this is that everybody fails. Everybody fails. 9 out of 10 startups go out of business before they ever reach their 5th anniversary. 9 out of 10 startups go out of business. Now think about that, Chad. 99% of all startups fail. My God, you've got to say to yourself, then what am I going to do to counter that tragedy? I'm going to do what Michael says. I'm going to do it exactly like Michael says. I'm going to do it like Ray Kroc did. I'm going to do it like Steve Jobs did. I'm going to do it like Elon Musk does. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the right way, not the wrong way.
Right.
And the E-myth is the right way. We have proven that again and again and again and again and until I'm tired of saying it.
Oh, well, but Michael, when people understand that they have to have a system, when people understand they have to have a process, and as you said there, it begins with the dream, and then you have the vision, then the storyteller, then the leader. The leader then is so critical to the success of the organization. I've seen you grow leaders all over the place, Michael. I was sitting with you in a conference room in Las Vegas, okay? And I'm sitting in this conference room and I turned to the person next to me and I said, "When does your flight leave?" And I go, "What?" And he looks at me and goes, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, when do you leave?" And he goes, "Whenever I call my pilot and tell me that it's time to go." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, my jet's at the airport." And I'm like, "You have your own jet?" And I looked at him, and it was Ken Goodrich. And I looked at him, and I was like, "Ken, you're kidding me." And he goes, "No, why?" And I said, "Well, talk to me a little bit about your story." And you know Ken's story better than anyone, Michael. He was flat broke. He had nothing. The only thing he had was a copy of your book, The E-Myth. And he sat down and he pored over the book. And he said, "I'm going to create a system for life. I'm going to create a system for my business." And now, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars later, and a private jet. Later, he sits there as a testament to what this does, Michael. And Ken's just one of thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people that have, instead of living life, instead of growing business, instead of doing things opportunistically, they've said, "Michael has something here. I've got to apply it." And if you don't,
unlike Ken, who read that book 38 times from cover to cover,
wow,
and then did that book, literally did that book exactly as I told him to, unlike Ken, thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people may read the book, but they don't do the book. And they go off doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 beating their head against a wall without hearing what in the hell I told them in that book. I said in that book, there's only one way to do this, and it's my way. And my way is Ray Kroc's way. And my way is Steve Jobs' way. And my way is Ken Goodrich's way. And my way is the only way to launch a great growing company. So we're talking here, Chad, and you read my latest book, The E-Myth.
Startup.
Entrepreneur. And it's only 11 chapters and describes the 8 discrete personalities of a great entrepreneur. Step 1, step 2, step through 8. And the final chapter says, now join me in the dreaming room. And you too can become Ken Goodrich, but only if you do exactly what I tell you to do. Exactly. What, not because I'm some smart ass, but because I've done this 1,000 times. And anybody who wants to create a great growing company must do what I'm teaching you to do, step by step by step by step. And if you follow it, like Ray Kroc said, step by step by step by step at McDonald's, you too will succeed like Ray Kroc did.
Well, and not just Ray Kroc, not just Ken Goodrich, but so many others. I mean, years ago, Michael, I have a very close friend by the name of Joe Martisich. And Joe had a, 30, 40 years ago, he had this dream of being a millionaire by the age of 30. That's what he wanted. He said, I want at least $1 million in my bank account by the age of 30. And I said, were you able to do it? And he said, I was. And I said, how? I asked him, how did you do it? And he goes, do you know who Michael Gerber is? And a book called The E-Myth. And he goes, I said, Michael Gerber, The E-Myth? He goes, yes. He goes, that book I followed to its T. And the day before he turned 30, Michael, he sold his business. And he had multiple 7 figures dropped into his bank account. And he said, it became a reality because I followed what Michael Gerber said. I did exactly what he said, and it became a reality for him. And that's Joe Martisich, someone that, you haven't even heard of. And there are tens of thousands of Joe Martisiches out there who followed the process, the step by step. That they went through the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the grower, the launcher, the builder, the designer. And
after the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower.
Yes.
The dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower. Exactly that way. The dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower. Step 1, step 2, step 3 through step 8. And you then have designed a turnkey business format franchise prototype you can scale.
That's it.
And until you do that, you can. But once you do that, you can if you follow it religiously.
Okay. And Michael, I've got to share something with you that you don't even know. Okay. So I had you on the training with 30 or 40 attorneys. Okay. And these attorneys were listening to you, and then you opened it up for question and answers. Okay. And one brave attorney raised his hand and said, Michael, I disagree with you on something. And you were simply showing them the path, the system. And he said, I disagree with you. And he shared with you what he disagreed with you on. And you said this in Michael Gerber fashion, then you don't want to grow your business. And he's like, excuse me? And he goes, then you said you're not interested in growing your firm. And in other words, you're not interested in success. If you're not going to do what I told you, you're not interested. And that attorney left that meeting bugged, irritated, and not a big Michael Gerber fan. He came back to me, Michael, in no less than a year and said, Chad, I need to talk to you. And I said, what? And he goes, you have no idea what I owe to Michael Gerber. I said, what do you mean? He goes, when Michael Gerber called me out in front of all those other attorneys, when Michael Gerber accused me of not wanting to be successful because I didn't want to follow his proven path, I was bugged. I was irritated. After spending some time self-reflecting, I realized he was right. In fact, I not only came to terms with the fact that he was right, I'm going to do what he says. And he ended up doing what you said, Michael, and has grown exponentially because of it. I'm not going to say, Michael, he loved hearing it from you. But after he took some time, he then realized, wait a second, the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, the leader, the designer, the builder, the launcher, the grower, that works. And he's applied it to his law firm and has not looked back. It's changed not only his business, but it's changed his life. And that's something Wonderful. That you've told me, Michael. You've told me on countless occasions, listen, Chad, I'm committed to changing and growing the state of small business worldwide because I know it's going to change people's lives. Because at the end of the day, Michael, yeah. you're driven by making people's lives better.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that it feels better initially.
Now, that's why you call me the chief aggravator.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because yeah. you understand that. Now, Michael, tell me about the, let's finish where we started. The dreaming room. Okay. You are going to do a few more dreaming rooms.
Oh, I am. And something more than that, we have now partnered with AI to deliver the dreaming room with an AI agent online, and miraculously at a cost that everybody can afford. Literally everybody on the planet can afford. Now, I'm not going to give you any numbers. I'm just going to tell you this, that I'm going to invite every single individual on this planet who thinks startup, every startup entrepreneur, I'm going to invite every single one of them to join me in my new dreaming room at a cost everybody can afford. And all you got to do is you've got to go out to your marketplace, Chad, and you tell them what you just read, because I gave you the book to read.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And by the way, we only got through one of the half a dozen quotes I wanted to talk about on this show. But
give me some more of the quotes.
Here's another one I really like. The system takes ordinary people and gives them power to do extraordinary things.
That's it.
I love that. Ordinary people. So many people think that I'm just ordinary. Well, so's Ken Goodrich. So's Joe Martisich. So's all these other people. But they applied a system, Michael, your system, that allowed them to do extraordinary things. And then lastly, from chapter 10, the grower, talking about the grower. The grower does not ask, how do I make more money? The grower asks, how do I make this permanent? Yeah. And that is what you are about, Michael. Not just a fly-by-night moment or glimpse of success, but creating a system that can become permanent, that can last beyond you and create a legacy for you and your family And I love that.
A beyond extraordinary system. A beyond extraordinary system converts a ordinary human being into a beyond ordinary to become extraordinary human being who discovers the process for transforming the state of their lives.
I love
it. And that's what's so extraordinary about it. It's available to everybody.
Yes.
Not just somebody, but everybody. And when that attorney said, Chad, I thought about it. And as aggravated as Gerber, aggravating as Gerber was, he's right. And so I sat down and listened to what he told me to do, not asked me to do, not suggested I do. He told me to do, and I did it. And I did exactly what he said. And that's what Ken Goodrich said. And I did exactly what Gerber said.
That's right.
And the result is a company of hundreds of millions in gross revenue. An HVAC company with hundreds of millions in revenue. Because I did what Gerber told me to do. So anybody listening into this, anybody you reach out to, Chad, do literally everything Gerber says to do, step one, step two, step three, et cetera, and so forth. And the same will happen to you. Always, every single time.
I love that, Michael. I love that. What website do they go to if they want to learn more?
They go to michael@michaelegerbercompanies.com. Michael@michaelegerbercompanies.com.
Well, that's your email.
Or even better. Yeah, that's right. Even better, have them come to you, Chad. And you give them a copy of my new book.
I love it.
You give them that manuscript you just sat down and read.
I love that, Michael. I love that.
Okay. 11 chapters. And when they're done with that, enroll in a dreaming room, and I'll lead them through it, every single one of them, at a cost everybody can afford. Everybody can afford. Everybody on the planet can afford.
I love that, Michael.
And that's what we'll do.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Michael, great spending time with you. Always so insightful and impactful. Love what you do. Thanks for being with us, Michael. You have a tremendous, tremendous day. Goodbye now.
Take care, Chad. Bye.